MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. The two wars in Eurasia, looking at the Gaza war, months to go, we're told. And what does the media make of this, not in Western Europe, not BBC, but the media in the Arabic world, following the events of these last weeks? We welcome Hussein Abdul Hussein, a research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Hussein, a very good evening to you. The confusion here is Hamas, is it being defended in the Arabic press? How is it being presented? The allegations, proved allegations of mass murder, mass sexual abuse, mass kidnappings, how are those presented, as fixed or in question? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, number one, let me just qualify by saying that the Arabic media is not one block. You can decipher at least two blocks. You have the block that's under the Iran influence, and then you have the one that's with the moderate Arab governments such as Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt, and others. The Iran block is the one that's calling for a ceasefire, but only to save Hamas from a bitter end. This is the media that wants the destruction of Israel, but at the same time wants a ceasefire. The moderate Arab media also wants a ceasefire, but for a different reason. They want a ceasefire because they think that the only alternative to war would be peace, and would be a peace process that they hope would lead to a two-state solution, Israel and a Palestinian state next to it. So at face value, they might seem as if they're pushing in the same direction, both calling for ceasefire. If you look closer, each one of them has a different perspective of what's going on and what should happen moving forward.
Malcolm?
Yes, this is a very interesting topic, which has, you know, real practical relevance. The media not only reports, but it shapes the perceptions. But one of the things that we don't get is any reporting about the situation in Yemen. I know you study the Gulf region and Yemen carefully. The continuation of the flights, the drones, the targeting U.S., targeting Israel. What is the agenda for the Houthis in this?
Well, the Yemen problem predates what's going on in Gaza. We know that the Houthis have been a troublemaking group for a long time now. They've been harassing the sea lanes that go through the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, where they can have a chokehold over this really strategic global maritime sea lane. I think at this point, what we see is some attempts from the Houthis to show themselves as defenders of the Muslim nation, just the same way that Hezbollah has gotten itself engaged in some escalation across the border with Israel. Whether the Houthis would take this war further remains to be seen. I personally doubt that they want more escalation. But what they're doing tells us that this is a problem that didn't go away when the Saudis and the Houthis stopped fighting and reached the truce that has been holding between them over the past year or so.
Then there's the Turkish press. How is it presenting this to Ankara, to Istanbul, to the Arab world? What do they say?
The Turkish press is probably one of the most populist, especially because Turkey has relatively low or no stakes at all in all of this. There are no Turks in this fight. Turkey does not pay any money to any of the fighting parties. and Turkey maintains diplomatic ties with Israel. But Turkey, the leadership of Turkey is affiliated with or very close with the Muslim Brotherhood. And this puts Turkey and Qatar, the main sponsor of Hamas, on the same page. So what you see, the media of Turkey most of the time replicates what you watch and hear on Qatar-sponsored media. And the Qatar-sponsored media is the closest that you can get to a Hamas mouthpiece. The most of the time, they put out news about what Hamas is doing even before the Hamas accounts themselves announce, for example, launching rockets on Israel or taking any other offensive measures against the Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip.
You're talking about Al Jazeera, is that it, Hussein?
Yes, Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera knows before the rockets are launched? Really? We have reason to believe they're in that kind of contact with Hamas?
Well, there have been cases that I witnessed that they actually reported things before the Hamas accounts reported them. Al Jazeera has a specific theme that it peddles every day, and this theme has this following editorial line. They say that the Israeli military is a failure and unable to beat Hamas, and that Hamas is winning. And because Israel is failing to make up for its failure, it's going on killing rampages against Palestinian civilians in Gaza. And they keep on broadcasting this line no matter the events. For example, today it looks like Hamas is really on the back foot, and that the Israeli military has been making advances, and I think over 100 Hamas fighters surrendered to the Israeli military. So this news, you don't see Al Jazeera. They try to broadcast the idea that Hamas is actually winning, that no matter what Israel is doing, Hamas is still holding up and beating back the Israeli advancing force inside of Gaza.
Malcolm?
And the coverage that you see coming out of the Saudi Arabia, Gulf countries generally, are we seeing any kind of proposals for the day after emanating from these governments?
The only day after has been the generic template of a two-state solution, even though no one offers any outline of how they think this will happen. We know that the Arab countries understand that there's no Palestinian leadership capable or competent enough whether to negotiate or to handle a situation of a two-state solution. Nonetheless, that's the main headline that the moderate Arab media is sticking to, I think, for lack of other alternatives. Even here in the U.S., the U.S. administration has not put out any clear and thought out plan for post-Hamas Gaza.
The leadership of Hamas, we're told it's in Doha, Qatar. Can you confirm that, Hussein? Have you seen aberrant reports that they've scattered?
Khalid Mish'al, who's the president of Hamas abroad, and abroad is compared to Gaza, to the Gaza Strip, lives in Doha openly. And Qatar admits that this is not a secret.
Right.
Ismail Haniya, his predecessor, also lives in Doha, and sometimes he goes to Istanbul. But this is not a secret. Everyone knows that these Hamas leaders live in Qatar and are sponsored by Qatari money.
Hussein Abdul Hussein is a research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Malcolm Holline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof,
Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.